This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The information age hasn't been quite the panacea we were all promised it would be, has it? Having access to all of the information ever gathered in the history of humanity in our back pocket sounds really fantastic, and it is. But we didn't think it all the way through, because when we say all of the information, that includes good information, bad information, made-up information, all of it. And we now know exactly what that has led to. We don't even share reality anymore. That's the biggest problem. We can live in completely different worlds and different planets with different truths. Society's fractured. So if technology created this mess, is it possible that technology can fix it? Our next guest says, yeah, it could. We're going to speak with Lax Lakshman now, a professor of computer science at the University of British Columbia. Lax, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, so we're talking about primarily fake news, misinformation, disinformation, call it what you want, which, you know, we know has really turned into a major, major issue in democracy, society in general, public health, you name it. We don't even have the same reality anymore. So when you're talking about fake news or disinformation, how do you define it? What is sort of targeted by your process?
Okay, I would like to begin by using a different term to describe what you refer to as fake news. And I prefer the term inaccurate information.
Oh, that's good.
I'll explain the reason why I prefer that term. So fake news is really not one thing, and certainly not something that admits one easy definition. So previous studies have come up with a whole taxonomy of classifying the so-called fake news, ranging all the way from harmless parody to satire to full-on fabricated content. So all of them are inaccurate, but to varying degrees. Two specific kinds of, again, unfortunately, I have to come back to the term fake news, are noteworthy, namely misinformation and disinformation. Of these, misinformation can be loosely understood to mean getting facts wrong, but not necessarily with any ill intentions or with personal gain in mind. On the other hand, disinformation is essentially false information deliberately intended to mislead.
Gotcha. Okay. And I'm really glad you actually made that distinction, because not only that, fake news has been weaponized and it's part of the problem, the term itself. So I'm really, really glad that you picked the other terms and clarified what they mean. So it's thrived in the advent of technology and social media. And really, that's when we saw this emerge. Not to say there weren't hucksters and fakers and all the rest going back through history, but it really found a footing and exploded with the advent of social media, right?
That's right.
So when we take a look at how humans try and discern this information, haven't done a really great job of it. We often fall for disinformation or misinformation, but you say technology may be able to step in and help us make that distinction?
I want to be guarded when I make that assertion, because even my own written article can be easily misunderstood. So the guarded version essentially says, with technology, we have begun a journey whereby we hope that over time we can really combat the harmful effects of fake news, all the way from detecting disinformation to trying and counter the propagation of disinformation in social media.
Okay, how do you use technology to, first of all, how do you identify it? How do you recognize what it is?
Yeah, okay. So as I said earlier, fake news is not one little thing that admits a precise definition for which we can go ahead and design algorithms and quickly identify them. No, not at all. So let me begin by saying false information or inaccurate information, its scope goes far beyond just politics and news, right? So any piece of content that anybody wants to share with anybody else on social media or other platforms could be questionable. So, and not only that, it could involve not only a written piece of text, but it could also involve images, videos, etc. Each, every one of these is potentially subject to fabrication or tampering or some kind of harmful alteration. So in this interview, I'm going to focus mainly on the written text. I'm going to skip the images. Yeah. Okay, so even within written text, there are different dimensions to inaccurate information. So let's start with the example of claims, typically claims made by politicians. Examples that come to my mind are of course, the much talked about claim that there was widespread voter fraud in 2020 U.S. elections, or climate change itself being a hoax, or COVID vaccines causing all sorts of deleterious
side effects. The greatest hits, okay.
Exactly. So the way to detect whether or not this is true is to first identify a collection of articles from reputable sources, such that the articles are relevant, they speak to the issue, and then compare the content of the articles with the claim. And in order to make this comparison, in order to do any kind of reasoning, we make use of machine learning models as well as classic natural language processing, such that the claim can be fact-checked against the assertions or the statements that are made in the article. So again, let me emphasize, it's extremely important to ensure that the articles themselves are obtained from credible sources.
Sure. Okay, and then last one, and then I'll let you go. When you counter it, you also have the algorithm that can do that. I mean, once you've identified it and you've called it what it is, how do you counter it with the technology?
Okay, so there are two approaches that we have followed in our research. I distinguish them with the terms intervention and mitigation. Intervention is something that only social media companies are in a position to take action on. So let me explain what intervention is. Some examples of intervention on a piece of content that is being shared that you want to intervene on as a social media player, you could either tag the content saying this is suspicious, or you could go to an extreme and suspend the account. And, you know, some of these are hard intervention, others are soft intervention. But all of this comes with great risk, right? Mm-hmm. So fake news detection or false information detection algorithm or machine learning model, no matter how great it is.
Right, yeah.
It is not guaranteed to be 100% accurate.
Exactly.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.